The Katra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI. Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we unpack ideas that really change how you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we are strapping in for a journey into probably the most exciting and definitely the strangest corner of science right now, quantum biology.
It absolutely sounds like science fiction,
yep.
But it's very, very real.
Right.
Our focus today is on this magnificent book, Life on the Out, by John Joe McFadden and Jim L. Kaluli. We're also pulling in some ideas from McFadden's other work, Life.
And this isn't just about a new field. It feels like it's about a new definition of life itself.
That's the mission, really, to get to grips with this this central mind-bending idea.
We is.
That life doesn't just, you know, put up with the weird rules of quantum physics.
The stuff happening with tiny particles.
Exactly. It actively exploits them, uses them as tools. We're talking about things like superposition and entanglement happening inside your own body.
That's the part that's so hard to believe. So why does this matter so much? Why now?
Well, it just throws a huge wrench into the classical sort of clockwork view of biology we've had for centuries.
The old textbook model.
Right. If you ask that famous question Erwin Schrödinger asked, what is life? The answer these authors give is that life is a quantum act. It's a whole new layer of reality we are blind to.
Okay, that is a huge claim. And the authority to make it really comes from the partnership behind the book, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The collaboration is, I think, the book's greatest strength. It brings together two worlds that have been historically, well, totally separate.
So on one side, we have John Joe McFadden. He's the biologist.
Mm-hmm. Professor of molecular genetics. He's deep in the wet world of biology. You know, microbes, genes, the messy, complex machinery of life.
And on the other side, you've got Jim L. Kaluli, the physicist.
The expert in the weird world. He's a professor of theoretical physics, and he's brilliant at explaining these really counterintuitive quantum ideas.
So for a long time, biologists would look at quantum physics and just sort of shrug.
Pretty much. They assumed the heat and the noise inside a living cell would just destroy any of these delicate quantum effects.
And the physicists?
They assumed life was just too big, too messy, too classical for their theories to matter. This book just shatters both those assumptions.
It's the ultimate bridge between disciplines. McFadden sees the mysteries in biology things that are just too fast, too efficient.
And Al-Khalili comes in with a quantum toolkit that might actually explain the magic behind the machine.
Okay, so that brings us to the core argument of life on the edge. What is the central thesis?
In a nutshell, it's that these quantum phenomena, we're talking mainly about tunneling, coherence, and entanglement, they aren't just weird things that happen in a lab.
Uh-huh.
They are essential operational tools that evolution has grabbed onto and used to make life work better. They're nature's shortcuts.
Which explains the title, Life on the Edge. It suggests a kind of balancing act.
It's a perfect metaphor. Life needs stability, right? You need your body to be solid, predictable, to follow classical rules.
Of course.
But for certain problems, like catching a ray of sunlight or making a reaction happen faster, it needs to dip its toes into the weird, probabilistic world of quantum mechanics.
So living things exist in this sweet spot, right on the boundary between the two worlds.
Precisely. Okay. On the edge. Now, for the longest time, there was this huge objection from scientists.
Right. You mentioned the cell being too warm, wet, and noisy. The problem was decoherence, right?
Exactly. Decoherence is basically what happens when the universe looks at a quantum state.
And forces it to pick a side, to become classical.
Mm-hmm. The moment a particle in superposition bumps into a water molecule or gets jiggled by heat, that quantum state should just vanish instantly.
So the thinking was that any quantum tool would break before it could be used.
That was the dogma. And what the book argues so elegantly is that life has evolved structures to protect these states.
So it's not just tolerating the noise.
It's actively managing it. It creates these little pockets, like tiny noise-canceling headphones, that shield the quantum action just long enough for it to do its job. Life is a quantum information processor.
That reframes everything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the case studies. But first, a super quick reminder of the tools.
The quantum toolkit.
We need superposition.
A particle being in many places or states at once.
Entanglement.
Two particles linked, their fates intertwined, no matter the distance.
And tunneling.
A particle passing straight through an energy barrier instead of climbing over it.
A quantum cheat code.
You could say that.
Okay. Let's start with the singing leaf, photosynthesis. It's over 95% efficient. How?
That's the mystery. Classically, when light hits a leaf, the energy should have to sort of wander through this dense forest of molecules to get to the reaction center.
It should lose a ton of energy along the way, like getting lost in the woods.
It should, but it doesn't. And the reason is quantum coherence. The packet of light energy, it's called an excitant, enters a state of superposition.
So it doesn't just try one path.
It explores all possible paths to the reaction center simultaneously.
It's like a quantum GPS that instantly finds the fastest route.
Exactly. It moves like a wave, a quantum hum, and avoids all the dead ends. The weirdest part is that the cell's noise, that warm environment, actually helps tune this process. It keeps it coherent just long enough.
Wow. Okay, so if coherence works for energy, what about for actual molecules? That brings us to enzymes.
The quantum engines of life.
We know they speed up reactions by billions of times. The old lock and key model explains how they grab the right molecules, but not that incredible speed.
Right. And here, the star of the show is quantum tunneling. Most reactions need a huge kick of energy to get started, to get over an energy barrier.
Like pushing a boulder up a hill.
A very steep hill. But an enzyme brings the molecules so close together and aligns them so perfectly
that the particle doesn't have to climb the hill.
It just tunnels straight through it. A key particle, usually a tiny proton, just appears on the other side of the barrier. The enzyme is an active quantum machine, squeezing and prodding to make that tunnel more likely.
That's just astonishing. Okay, let's move up from the molecular scale to a bird. Avian navigation.
The European robin.
How does it fly thousands of miles using the Earth's magnetic field, which is incredibly weak? No compass we could build would be that sensitive.
This is maybe the most famous example. It's called the radical pair mechanism. It happens inside a molecule in the bird's eye in its retina.
And it starts with light.
Light hits this molecule and creates a pair of electrons that are quantumly linked.
They're entangled.
They're entangled. Their fates are connected. And the spins of these electrons are hypersensitive to that tiny magnetic field from the Earth.
So the magnetic field changes how they spin.
It changes how long their entanglement lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And that change affects a chemical reaction of the bird's eye. So the magnetic field gets translated into a visual pattern.
The bird is literally seeing the Earth's magnetic field using entanglement.
It's using a quantum sensor to find its way home. It's absolutely a masterpiece of evolution.
Okay, finally, let's go to the source code of life itself.
Got it.
Genetics. DNA is super stable, but we also need random mutations for evolution to happen. Where does that randomness come from?
Well, the book argues that some of it might come directly from proton tunneling, right inside the DNA molecule.
How does that work?
The two strands of DNA are held together by hydrogen bonds, and those bonds are basically shared protons.
Right.
Every now and then, one of those protons can just tunnel to the wrong spot for a split second. It creates a little glitch in the structure, a tautomer.
And if the DNA happens to be copying itself at that exact moment,
the glitch gets locked in, the wrong base pair is inserted, and just like that, you have a random mutation. A quantum event is directly feeding the engine of evolution.
So when you pull back and look at all this, what are the big themes? The first one has to be that central metaphor, life on the edge.
It's the key idea. Life isn't purely classical. It's not purely quantum. It's this beautiful, managed equilibrium between the two. Stable enough to hold together, but nimble enough to use quantum tricks when it needs an advantage.
Which leads right into theme two. Evolution is a quantum engineer.
Mm-hmm. This isn't just blind tinkering. The level of sophistication you'd need to protect an entangled state inside a warm, wet cell. It implies an incredible level of optimization over billions of years.
So these weird quantum effects are not just curiosities, they are solutions.
They're practical tools evolution has honed to solve critical problems, achieving efficiencies that classical biology just can't account for.
And that efficiency is theme three, efficiency through coherence.
Right. This idea of near-perfect performance, it totally upends that erd picture of the cell as just a chaotic bag of molecules. There's a deep, hidden order, a quantum hum underneath it all.
And the final theme then is about redefining life itself.
It has to be. Life isn't just complex chemistry anymore. It's a system that actively harnesses and manages quantum information. It's a quantum computer, in a way.
These ideas are, well, they're huge. And the book uses some really powerful language to get them across. Let's talk about some of the most memorable concepts.
Yeah, they really frame it well. My favorite is this synthesis. Life is not chemistry plus information. Life is quantum chemistry plus quantum information.
That one sentence just reframes every biology class you've ever taken.
It really does. It elevates the whole conversation.
I love the analogy they use for superposition. It makes it so clear. They say something like, in the quantum world, a particle doesn't have to stumble around randomly.
It can explore all possible paths at once and instantly settle on the most efficient one. It's just a perfect image.
It is. And what about the one on enzymes? It paints them as so active.
Oh, that one's powerful. The enzyme is an active quantum machine that cheats classical physics by tunneling through an otherwise insurmountable energy barrier. It's not passive, it's a quantum catalyst.
And to wrap it all up, that quote about evolution's skill, evolution is not just a tinkerer, it is a quantum engineer. The depth of that is just staggering.
So if we take this new framework seriously, what does it mean for us? What are the real life applications of all this?
Well, the potential is enormous. Biomimicry is the obvious one. Mm. If we can really understand and copy how a leaf protects quantum coherence, we could build solar panels with almost perfect efficiency. That's a total game changer for renewable energy.
And in medicine, this could be revolutionary. If enzymes use quantum tunneling, maybe we can design drugs that don't just block a site, but actually change the probability of a tunneling event.
You could target the quantum mechanics of a disease.
Exactly. Hyper-precise treatments for cancer, for genetic disorders. The possibilities are, well, huge.
And I think on a personal level, it just changes your worldview. You can't look at a leaf or watch a bird fly south in the same way again.
You really can't.
You realize there's this profoundly strange and beautiful layer of reality humming away inside every living thing, including you.
You know, what really stands out to me is how it changes our view of the cell's environment. We always thought the noise, the warmth, the water was the enemy of quantum effects.
Right, that it just destroyed them.
But it turns out life evolved to use that noise,
yeah,
to interact with it, to keep coherence going just long enough. That implies a kind of intelligence in the engineering that we're only just starting to appreciate.
For me, it comes back to that feeling of just profound awe, the idea that life, the thing that we are, is fundamentally a quantum act.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deliberate, managed harnessing of the universe's strangest laws. It's more than just chemistry. It's organized quantum information. And that just makes the universe feel, well, stranger, but also more deeply connected.
It's a truly profound new way of seeing the world.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.